This is Fresh Air. A lot of our pop music has its roots in the black church. There's plenty of examples of great singers who broke out of the low-paying, low-visibility world of gospel music to become pop stars. Here's rock historian Ed Ward with just a few of them.
One of these mornings, I'm a go. I'm going to heaven to.
The most famous example, of course, was Sam Cooke, who came to prominence with one of gospel's top groups, the Soul Stirrers. Pious gospel fans never fail to mention how Cooke, just a few years into his pop career, was gunned down by a woman in a cheap motel. But they always forget that Johnny Taylor, who replaced Cooke, is still going strong as a soul singer today. Sam Cooke was something of an exception to the gospel-to-pop rule, though. Usually those who make the change aren't very successful in gospel and hope that pop music will turn their luck around. A prime example is the Royal Sons.
I'll let nothing separate me from God's love. Oh, yes. I'll let nothing separate me from his love, from his love. I may have.
After making a few dull gospel records like this in the early 50s, they were persuaded to change their name to the Five Royales and set about revolutionizing black pop music of their day. And speaking of revolutionaries, here's one. Aretha Franklin was raised in the church of her father, the Reverend C.L. Franklin, and was surrounded by the finest gospel talent of the times. Only 16 when she recorded this selection, Aretha's gone back to do a couple of gospel albums in later years, including one with her mentor, the late Reverend James Cleveland. Conservatives, too, come from the church.
Oh, watchy.
Ooh.
Why don't you watchy there for? For you know not the day, said when my Lord, when my blessed Savior shall call your soul away. And yes, if you're laboring.
You probably weren't thinking of Lou Rawls, but that was him in 1954, singing with the Chosen Gospel Singers, an old-timey a cappella group. Rawls came to pop slowly. He modernized his gospel sound first with the Pilgrim Travelers, and then toured with Sam Cooke, singing pop for a while, before striking out on his solo career. Not many examples of famous soul singers doing gospel exist, although I swear that on an obscure recording by the Wings Over Jordan Choir, you can hear 8-year-old Gladys Knight, and there are recordings of 60s soul phenomenons Laura Lee and Fontella Bass with their family's gospel groups. Just imagine James Brown with the group he formed in prison. But this works the other way, too. And I'll leave you with the story of another great talent who's never left the church, Shirley Caesar.
I'd like to tell you something about my life. Glory to God. You know I like to talk to the young people sometimes. I want every singer, every choir member to hear my testimony. We were down in Birmingham, Alabama one night.
Yeah.
I never will forget it.
Oh,
as
yeah.
We walked off the stage,
yeah.
A white man met me there.
Oh,
he
yeah.
said, Shirley,
yeah.
I've been sent from New York City.
Yeah. Oh.
He had a contract in his hand.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Oh.
I said,
the rock and roll. Yeah. I had to tell him these words. I love the Lord, he heard me cry.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.